You're listening to SBS News.
Few have felt the brunt of the COVID-19 crisis more than Australia's charities. A coalition of Australia's leading charities have written to the Prime Minister, Premiers and Chief Ministers. The co-author of the letter is the co-chair of the Charities Crisis Cabinet, Tim Costello. Mr. Costello has long been one of Australia's best-known charity figures, and he recognises that the economic situation caused by the pandemic means charities aren't getting all of their usual donations.
Look, it's really hard. The truth is that people, totally understandably, are anxious about the future. Even if they kept their job through COVID-19, they're not giving because they're anxious. They're saying, well, what could happen to me? The economy doesn't bounce back.
Cruelly, donations are winding down at a time when more people are requiring the services of charities. Australians have previously shown great generosity to charitable causes in times of crisis, such as last summer's bushfires. But Mr. Costello says this situation is different to other crises, and that could have an effect on the generosity of Australians going forward, at least in the short term.
Every other disaster, beyond the disaster, there is normal life. And that's where Australians not affected by the bushfires in normal life gave generously. Because COVID-19 globally is affecting everyone with anxiety, we've seen death rates, we've seen economic collapse. There's nowhere beyond the disaster. And that's why this is so difficult to actually really predict. If Australians feel that we have beaten COVID and we've got back to normal, absolutely, they'll be generous. But none of us know if that's without a vaccination, without treatment, if that's actually going to be the situation.
The open letter lists several measures that charities believe need to be addressed in all jurisdictions to ensure charities can continue to serve the community and provide much-needed services. Many of them involve removing or changing regulations. The sector also wants to see a more gradual reduction in the JobKeeper payment rather than a sudden one. Although the letter largely thanks governments for the welfare measures they have taken during the crisis, some charities are keen to point out that not all people who needed government help have gotten it during the crisis. Violet Remeliotis is Chief Executive of Settlement Services International, a charity that provides support in refugee settlement and related areas. She says there are many vulnerable people her charity deals with who are not eligible for full support or any support from the government.
So there are people on temporary visa holders, people, international students, for example, people on bridging visas, asylum seekers, who have been left really with no support whatsoever. No stimulus package targeted support to them, or very little.
Mr. Costello says the overwhelming recommendation from charities going forward is that help be provided on the basis of need, not any other parameters.
It should be on the basis of need if we're all in this together. Need is the only objective basis. Let's respond on need. That's really the plea.
Ms. Remeliotis says charities would also like to be considered more in the decision-making process. She says charities have an important role to play in Australian life, and not just in the obvious ways.
And one of the things you'll see is around the table of decision-makers is usually business and corporates, but unfortunately not the not-for-profit and charity sector. And we play a critical role in sustaining and supporting very vulnerable people, play an important role in terms as employers, you know, many Australians. Just really important, I think, that government considers, into the future, sustainability measures to allow for strong performance from the sector.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.